Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Chayei Sarah. That's Perek of Gimel Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, Vayu Chayei Sarah, and it was the life of Sarah, Mea Shana, 100 years, V'Asrim Shana, and 20 years, V'Shava Shana, and 7 years, Shnei Chayei Sarah. That's the years of the life of Sarah. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Vayu Chayei Sarah, Mea Shana, V'Asrim Shana, V'Shava Shana, V'Kach Nechtav Shana, B'chol Klal Uklal. The reason why we have the word year after every single one of these sections, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, instead of just saying 127 years, is Lamarcha to tell you, Shakal Echad. Each section of her years is darshaned separately. When she was 100, she was like 20 years old for sin. Just like at 20 years old, she's not considered having sinned. And why is that? Because a person who's 20 years old still doesn't get punished yet. So too, when she was 100, she was considered without chet, without sin. And when she was 20 years old, she was like 7 for beauty. Why is it the pasuk repeats it? They were all equal for good. She had good years. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Vatamas Sarah b'kiryas arba hi chevron. Sarah died in Kiryas Arba, that's Chevron, in the land of Canaan. Vayavay Avram, lispa l'sarv, l'fkaisa, Avram came to eulogize her and to cry for her. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Beis. B'Kiryas Arba, why is it called Kiryas Arba? Al shem Arba Anakim Shayusham, because there were four giants that lived there. Achimon, Sheshavetame, Vavihen. Now, Davarach, another way of understanding Kiryas Arba, is Al shem Dalad Zugas, Shenikbarusham, Ishvishtai. That's because there was four pairs that were buried there, man and wife. Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak Verivka, Yaakov and Leah. Vayavay Avram, where did Avram come from? Be'er Sheva, he came from Be'er Sheva. The reason why we learn about Sarah dying right after we spoke about Akedah Yitzchak was at the end of the previous parasha, because she heard about the Akedah, their son was about to be shechted, and he was just about to be shechted, but at the last moment he wasn't, her soul flew away from her umesa and she died. And that's what we talk about Sarah's death right after we speak about the Akedah. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Avram got up from facing his dead, and he spoke to the B'nai saying, I'm a sojourner and a resident among you. Please give me a holding of grave among you, and I'll be able to bury my dead from in front of me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dal, try to understand why he says, that he's a sojourner and a resident. I'm a sojourner from another land, meaning I'm not really permanent over here. And now I've become a resident among you. The Medrash says, if you want, I'll act as a sojourner. But if not, so then I'm going to act as a resident. And then I'm going to take a portion for a grave, min hadin, meaning it's rightfully mine. Why is that? Sha'amar Lekosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told me, Lazarcha etanas ha'aretz hazois, I'm going to give your offspring this land, so I deserve to have a portion of grave here. Achuzas kever, what does that mean? Achuzas karka, holding of land, lebes hakvaros, so it could be used as a burial plot. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hei, Vayanu b'nei ches Avram le'marloi, and the b'nei ches answered Avram, telling him, Shema inu aduni, listen to us, my master, nisiel kimata b'sachinu, you are a prince of God in our midst. Mimivchar kivarenu kvaros me'secha, in the choicest of burial places, you can bury your dead. No man from among us shall withhold his burial place from you from burying your dead. And Avram got up and he bowed down to the people of the land, to the B'nai Ches. And he spoke to them saying, if it's truly your desire to bury my dead from before me, Shimauni, listen to me, ufiguli b'Ephraim ben Tzachar, and please entreat and speak to Ephraim ben Tzachar on my behalf. And let him give me the Ma'ara, the cave of the Machpelah that's his, that's at the edge of his field. He shall give it to me for full price, meaning I'm going to pay full price for it among you as a achuzas kever, again, as a burial plot. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. What does that mean? If it's your will. Ufiguli, what does that mean? It's an expression of request. Please request from him on my behalf. Pasuk Tesen Rashi, it was called Hamachpela, which means double. Why is it called double? Bayis ve'aliyah al-gabav, it was a house, meaning we had the main cave, and then there was another cave on top of that. Davar Acher is shekful b'zugas, it was doubled with pairs, because we have a lot of pairs in it. Because if Malay Ashalim Kol Shavya, I'm pay its full value, says Avram Avinu. David said to Aravna when he purchased Garan Shal Aravna, that's where the base of Mikdash was going to be. Because if Malay, he says, I'm going to pay its full value. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. The Ephron Yeshev Seich B'nei Ches, and Ephron was sitting among the B'nei Ches. Vayan Ephron Achites Avraham Bazem B'nei Ches, and Ephron Achiti answered Avram in the ears of the B'nei Ches, L'chol Ba'i Shari Roy Lemar, in front of all the people that came to the gate, saying, meaning everyone was there. Let's just see Rashi over here. Ephron Yeshev, Ksiv Chaser, it's missing a Vav over here. It doesn't say Yoshev with a Vav, it says Yoshev without a Vav, which means that he just sat down. That day they appointed him as official over them. Why is that? Because Avram was so chashev and he needed a person like Ephron, so they promoted him to a position of greatness. So that's why it was considered like he just sat down, he just became an official. And everyone closed up their stores, everyone stopped doing work, and they came to do chesed for Sarah because she had passed away. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gedalef, what did Ephraim tell Avram? Lo yadini shemayini, know my master, listen to me. Hasodeno sati loch, this field I've given it to you. V'amara asher bo l'chon satiyah, and the cave that's in it, it's given to you. Le'nei ben ami, in front of all my people, and satiyah loch, it's given to you. Kvar me'secha, bury your dead. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yud aleph. Lo yadini, lo yiteknoisa b'domim, I don't want you to pay for it. No sati loch, harihi k'moishan a satiyah loch, it's as if I've given it to you, meaning I'm about to give it to you. I wanted to give it to you for free. I don't want you to pay for it. Back to Chumash pasuk yud beis. V'yishtacha Avraham lefnei ha'aretz. Avram bowed down in front of everyone. V'yadaber el Ephron b'aznei ha'aretz lemor. And then he spoke to Ephron in front of everyone, saying, "Ach im atah lu shema'eini, if you would only listen to me, nasati kesef asadeh kach meni, I've given the money to you. Take it from me. V'ekbaras meisim shama, and let me bury my dead over there." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk yud gimel. Ach im atah lu shema'eini. Atah emirli, you're telling me l'shma elcha to listen to you, v'likach b'chinam, and take it for free. Ani ef shibekach, I cannot do that. Ach im atah lu shema'eini, if you would only listen to me, halavai v'sish shema'eini, halavai you would listen to me. Nasati dunish belaz muchan hu etzli, meaning it's ready all here. I have all the money. V'halavai nasati l'chakvar, if only I've given it to you already, meaning I just want you to take the money already. I want to pay you for it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalid. Vayan Ephron es Avram lemer loy. Ephron answered Avram, saying to him, Adoni shema'eini, my master, listen to me. Eretz arba me'ez shekel kesef, a land that's worth 400 shekel kesef. Beni ubencha, between me and you, mahi, what is it? That's nothing. Ves me'ezcha kavar, and you shall bury your dead. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tezvav. Beni ubencha, ben shnei ahuvim kamonu, mahi chashuva l'klom. Between two lovers like us, we love each other. What is it? It's nothing. El haneches amecher, leave the price. Ves me'ezcha kavar, and you shall bury your dead. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezayin. Vayishma Avraham el Ephron. Avram listened to Ephron. Vayishgal Avraham le Ephron, and Avram weighed out to Ephron as a kesef, the money asher dibra bazne menaches, that he spoke about in front of all the menaches. Arba me'ez shekel kesef, it was 400 shekel kesef over l'soicher. Let's rush over here. Pasuk Tezayin. Vayishgal Avraham le Ephron. Chaser vav. Over here, Ephron's name is missing a vav. It doesn't say resh vav nun. It just says resh nun. Lefisha amar harbe vafilum atlay asa. Since Ephron kept on talking, he kept on saying so much, and he even didn't do a little bit of it. Shenatoy menu shkalim gudelim, because he took a good big shkalim kanturin, which are special shkalim that could be used anywhere. Shenemar, it says over l'soicher. What does that mean? It's over l'soicher. Shemeskablim b'shekel b'chol makim. This money can be used anywhere. It's good money that's used by soicherim. It's used by merchants. V'yesh makim sheshkalim gudelim shehem kanturin. There are places that have large shkalim, and these could be used everywhere. So Ephron kept on talking how he's going to give it to Avram for free, but then when Avram gave him the money, he took the best possible money, and he didn't even do a little bit. So that's why we're missing a vav. It's like he's not a full Ephron. He didn't even do anything for Avram. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the second aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.